We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
The one is telling you love
to hate. I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a game?
There you go. It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm about to f*** this.
Good grief. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo,
good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday.
Another day coronavirus free?
No, well, coronavirus has hit New Jersey.
I'm talking about in this room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we good in this room.
Well, you don't know yet. Does anybody feel under the weather?
No, I'm good.
I don't know. It might be my anxiety. I've been feeling under the weather since I heard about it. I'm going to be honest with you. As soon as I read what the symptoms were, I felt like I was dealing with it, though.
Yes.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah. So another case is hit in New Jersey. One case is hit in New Jersey, confirmed, right?
11 in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I read a story yesterday where they said that they're, and you know, we're saying that, you know, for everybody listening to us in other markets, because we broadcast in New York.
Right.
But I read a story yesterday where they said they might close down New Jersey schools, potentially.
Well, they've already closed down schools in Washington, and mm-hmm. Some cities in Washington, some of the schools are closed. So, a lot going on.
I'm not going front. I have a lot of anxiety. My kids haven't seen school in the last 2 days, 3 days. So I'm not going front. I don't know if I'm gonna let them go to school today. I'm just, hey, I'm a parent.
I mean, at the end of the day, there's really nothing you can do except for, you know, take the measures. The you know, wash your hands. Sneeze and yawn. There's nothing really you can do. If you get it.
I went to the Brooklyn Nets game yesterday. And you know how they're telling the NBA players to just fist bump?
Yep.
So everybody was just fist bumping yesterday. Nobody was shaking hands or anything. It was some people were just doing an elbow bump even.
Yeah, well, they say that the person that contracted it in New Jersey had contact with one of the 11 people that got it in New York. So.
Right.
And you don't want to play with it for everybody out there that's saying stuff like, oh, this is a hoax.
Jokes and stuff.
It could be, but guess what? I'm not taking no chances because coronavirus might just want to show you he ain't no game.
That's right.
What I mean? He might want to pull up on you like, hey, I just want you to know I'm real.
I believe.
Someone also died in California. They've declared a state of emergency there.
A whole state of emergency?
Yeah.
Because one person died?
Yeah. Their first death.
Now, was he somebody that was sick? Did he have respiratory problems or was he just, you know?
Well, we're going to talk about it during Front Page News. I don't want to give everything away.
Okay. I wonder what makes it a state of emergency. Because, I mean, it's other things out there that cause people to die. So if one person dies from something, why is that considered a state of emergency?
I don't know.
Well, that person was on a cruise.
Huh?
Depending on the weather here, sometimes, you know, if the snow's too bad.
Yeah, they said if the snow's too bad, sometimes they call it a state of emergency. But usually when they do a state of emergency like that, they want people off the roads and not driving.
And activate certain agencies,
right? So, yeah.
Well, it's affecting a lot of things, South by Southwest. I'm sure you heard about all the huge corporations pulling out of that festival. Because that's happening like next week.
Yeah, next week Thursday, I was supposed to go out there.
All right, well, oh, and since I was at the Brooklyn Nets game, Sadra says hi. She heard a shout her out. She works for the Brooklyn Nets.
Hey, Sadra.
She got a promotion yesterday, and she gave me hoodies for you guys.
Okay.
To have. So I went there. They have these new Kings of New York Nets2020.com hoodies.
Okay.
As you get ready for the next season. So one for Envy, one for Charlamagne. And they said if you guys for next season want courtside seats to any game, you get to choose a game that you would like to go to.
Okay. What next season?
For the
coronavirus.
For the
you got Trump
Nets.
This year.
That's what she said. Next
Nets, y'all, you being a little making plans for next season.
Yeah, for Nets 2020. Because y'all might want to pick
2020?
A.
Okay.
Y'all might want to pick a game that's a popular game.
Okay, but you know what? You know what? Who make and I hate to think about money at a time like this, but whoever can do an instant coronavirus test. You would make billions because there is no instant. You got to wait 2-3 days, right? You got to wait 2-3 days for the results. So there's no way of telling for those 2-3 days if you don't quarantine yourself.
Why would I be in a rush to know I got coronavirus?
So that you can start.
So you don't spread it to your family.
Yeah, so you get quarantined.
They said by the time you got, you don't realize you got it until you got the symptoms, right?
Not necessarily.
I haven't heard nobody getting pre-checks and be like, oh, you're pre-diagnosed with coronavirus.
No, not a pre-check. You're saying once you have it.
Yeah, like if you're coughing and you have flu-like symptoms, you can
because
check yourself.
Because they're saying don't go to the doctor.
Right.
You have to call first because they don't want you to spread it. So that way, if you're at home, you can check yourself for it so you know to quarantine yourself and not go anywhere.
Don't they have an instant HIV test now where you could swab
it's
or something
old.
Like that?
Been around. I will say this.
By the way, we're doing HIV testing at the Juice Bar on Saturday, and you'll find out on the spot.
Good segue.
One thing we know about the coronavirus, this too shall pass, just like all the other diseases that have come and gone.
That is
true. We just hope that we don't pass with it.
We make it through.
That's right.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Now, the cast of State of the Culture will be joining us this morning.
Who's the cast of State of the Culture?
That's Ebony, Jinx, Joe Button, and
okay.
Remy Ma.
Ebony K. Williams, Remy Ma, my friend of me, Joe Button, and Jinx.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be kicking with them this morning. But let's go. Let's get the cracking.
Let's
get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
All right. We are going to be talking about more coronavirus updates. We'll give you what's happening across the nation and across the world.
All right, let's do that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting with, Yee?
Well, let's start talking about coronavirus. Now, after their first death from coronavirus, California has declared a state of emergency. That person did go on a cruise, mm-hmm. a Princess cruise ship that departed February 10th from San Francisco and returned. I went to Mexico and returned February 21st. That person had been placed in isolation, tested positive on Tuesday. They first developed symptoms while on the cruise and continued to show symptoms while traveling through the port of San Francisco. They called 911. They were transported by the hospital, and then they tested positive on Sunday. They tested on Sunday, returned positive on Tuesday, and then died Wednesday morning.
Mm.
So that's what happened in that situation. Now, California has 36 cases of coronavirus, and that's that one death that did happen, so that's why there's now a state of emergency there.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something, man. If I see you with a runny nose or if you're coughing, you're sneezing, I'm treating it like you got coronavirus.
Well, okay? Let me tell you what to do and how to tell if you have coronavirus. If you have a fever, a cough, a runny nose, any type of symptom similar to the common cold or the flu, but you feel like you can manage it yourself with over-the-counter drugs, then they said if it wasn't for coronavirus, you wouldn't see a doctor. Don't go see a doctor. They said just quarantine yourself, treat it at home.
Yeah, but how do you know if you have the corona?
You might not, or you might. But here's what they said. If your symptoms are more severe, if you have a fever that won't go away, shortness of breath, if you're extremely fatigued, then you call the doctor. And they said if you don't want to go and go to the emergency room because if you don't have it, you could end up getting it. And if you don't have a fever, they said you probably don't have the coronavirus. But they said the problem is that you don't want to go there. You don't want to flood emergency rooms like you would if you had the common cold. Because most of the cases people aren't dying from, you can treat it.
And how do you quarantine yourself at home when you got a wife and kids? How do you quarantine yourself at home when you got pets? Because pets catch it too.
Right.
How do you quarantine yourself at home?
Stay in one room, tell people don't come near me.
That's very hard to do when you got a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old at the house. They don't understand that.
My 3-year-old's the boss. She does what she wants to do.
You better hide and close that door because you don't want to get them sick.
Then they think you're playing hide and go seek. So they're really trying to find you, trying to find that corona.
Where's daddy at?
Well, right now there's 159 cases of the coronavirus across the United States. Texas and New Jersey have identified their first presumptive cases of the coronavirus, according to authorities. So Those are the updates. Amazon is recommending all Seattle employees work from home until the end of the month. Right now, the U.S. has only been able to perform about 3,600 tests so far. So we don't even know really for real how many people do have it, because there might be people who have it who haven't gotten tested. 1,000 New Yorkers are being asked to self-quarantine. Facebook did close an office in Seattle. And a New York school district in Mount Vernon is closing all of its schools and all of its offices until March 9th. Now, South by Southwest, we told you that's going to be happening. That's supposed to be happening. And right now they are still saying they're on board March 13th to the 22nd. But a lot of companies have pulled out. Netflix was the second company to pull out of South by Southwest yesterday, following Apple. And the two companies are not the only ones who are quitting the festival. Amazon, Facebook, Twitter, Vivo, Intel, China Gathering, Mashable, TikTok, Latinx House, all of them have all dropped out in recent days as well.
Damn, I might need to cancel my panel then.
A lot of people going to lose a lot of money out there.
Mm-hmm. I got a panel at South by Southwest.
Me too.
Well, might not be anybody there.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Well, everybody take more sea moss. Drink more ginger shots.
Goodness gracious. That is front page news. Get it off your chest.
800 Corona out here like YOLO.
585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051.
Spread love, not the coronavirus.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Phil. What's going on, y'all?
Hey,
what's happening, cuz? What's going on, King? How are you?
Good morning,
Angelique.
Good morning, Charlamagne. God, I'm good.
We out here.
I just wanted to give a shout out to y'all because I listen to y'all every day while I'm doing my work.
What do you do
and
for
I
work?
Give a shout out. I unload trucks.
That's dope.
Like that, dollars.
That ain't whack. What you mean?
Job is job, brother.
Hey, yeah, you're right. But I just want to give a shout out to my fiance. We're getting married soon on April 18th, Valeska.
Congratulations.
I'm ready. I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, like Charlamagne would say.
Yes, sir.
And I love you guys. I love you guys.
Thank love you too, man. We appreciate your service at Dollar Tree.
Hello, who's this?
This is SP. What's going on, guys?
What's up? Get it off your chest.
I'm tired of hearing about this coronavirus. Y'all keep on talking about who's dying. Tell me who's living.
We ain't say nothing about nobody dying.
Right.
We just said people sick.
People get sick, and y'all say people keep on dying. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear like, 35 people survived off of this.
Well, we actually said a lot more people. We actually said a lot more people are living. That's why you shouldn't just go to the hospital if you have if you have the symptoms, but it's not that severe.
I think things into existence.
Okay.
If I keep on hearing about this corona, I might think I got it.
That's called being a hypochondriac. I know the feeling. I did read a story yesterday that said a 90-something-year-old woman recovered from coronavirus.
Yes,
I did read that yesterday. So I get what you're saying.
Like, yo, put that on the end. Talk about that. I don't want to hear about nobody dying no more.
Well, sir, we did say that if you have those symptoms and you feel like it's a common cold or flu, but you do have coronavirus, that you can be okay.
Bro, I hear something in your voice.
It's just more severe.
Hear something in your voice. You should go check it out.
And we try to give you tips.
I ain't nothing. Look at that. You hear something in my voice now.
Y'all going to stop making jokes about coronavirus.
No, we not. We're going to laugh all the way through this. Listen,
I don't drink coronas no more.
Listen, you know you can't fart in your clothes either. They said farting in your clothes helps spread it.
What?
Yeah, man. It's crazy out here, King.
What are you on, Cheryl, man? Don't talk about farting in your clothes and stuff. All right, man.
I'm just trying to help out, bro.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is DC calling from Columbus, Ohio, bro. What's going on?
DC, what up?
DC should be calling from DC, but what do I know?
Nah, nothing. Anyway. they canceled the Arnold Classic out here in Columbus, bro.
What is that? You're talking about like we know what that is.
Yeah, the Arnold Classic pretty much is like where everybody comes from all around the world, pretty much show off their little bodybuilding.
Oh, bodybuilding, weightlifting.
Yeah, pretty much all that. And they canceled the whole thing.
You sound disappointed that you're not going to get to see them oily, sweaty, muscle-bound men.
I mean, you know, honestly, I want to get myself together this year. You know what I'm saying? I finally took it upon myself to get more healthy. And then all this corona shit is going on, and I don't know what to do now. Excuse me.
Oh, so you mean you got diesel, you took some steroids to be in the Arnold event, is what you're saying?
I'm not in the event. I just wanted to go network, because it's like a networking event.
You wanted to go see them muscle-bound, sweaty men. I understand.
You wish you was there, huh?
Hey, I'm just saying. You the one disappointed.
Man, so? I mean...
Goodbye, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Say it. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Danita. How are you?
Hey, Danita, get it off your chest.
So, I have a coworker. The coworker is going on a cruise ship to Mexico. Now, I'm typically up early, and I was listening to the radio, and I overheard you guys saying that the guy, now I know it was a 70-year-old man, who went on the cruise ship to Mexico when he died. So now I feel some type of way about her going on this trip.
Oh, man, I don't even know what to tell you because these cruises right now, you know, it's a little iffy.
And that's what I'm saying. I feel like we should be able to. Now, there's a lot of underlying issues. Another thing is that I'm the only woman of color at this firm, right? So there's some issues there, too, because I feel like I'm the only one that's freaking out and everybody's just okay with it. But I'm not. Like, you know, now there's a death and we have an issue here.
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you.
She shouldn't be allowed to go, in my opinion. I don't know.
She shouldn't be allowed to go?
Well, maybe she can probably. A lot of places are letting you postpone trips right now with no fees.
So how should we go about telling her that? Because honestly, I'm her higher up.
I think you should just have a conversation with her the same way that people are canceling like these large events like South by Southwest. You should tell her, like, look, I don't know if you should go out the country.
Better safe than sorry.
Because truth be told, she might get quarantined. I saw a video the other day that had a bunch of people on a cruise ship going stir crazy because they've been quarantined there for so long.
Oh,
so why risk it? Why go out there and get stuck? You know what I mean?
And exactly. We're a firm of all women. Like I said, I'm the only woman of color, but we're all women and we all have children.
Right.
And nobody else is freaking out about it but me. So I'm not coloring. I'm not questioning my blackness, but I'm questioning a little bit of what they got going on. Why is nobody freaking out but me?
Well, if she goes, you just make sure she can't come back until she gets tested.
That's what I think that's a good idea. I'm going to talk to her about it that way.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, you know, I heard a story about a person who went on a cruise. And when they came back from the cruise, their place of employment just told them to stay where the hell they at. You know what I'm saying?
That's smart, yeah. Make sure they good. Because you don't want to affect the whole place of employment.
Yeah, so if she goes, she takes the risk. But, you know, I wouldn't let her come back to the job until she gets tested.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Willie from Florida.
Hey, Willie from Florida. Get it off your chest.
I just want to spread a little positivity. You know, lately, I've been dealing with depression. I finally came out to my family. Talked to my dad, my brother. Things wasn't going right. So my brother, being who he is, he reached out to a couple people, helped me get a job that I'm not just working for a paycheck. I'm working to achieve a goal. And he just told me never give up. And by me not giving up and me want to achieve my goals and dreams, and with a little help, it's finally happening. And I would also like to thank you guys because I listen to you every morning, and you always been positive and being encouraged, and I want to thank you guys for that.
That's the only thing I heard.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I think he said he came out and he was a little depressed, and his family's riding with him, right? Did you say that?
You gay?
No, man. I've been depressed.
Oh.
Oh, my fault. Where you get gay from?
I thought he said he came out. That's what he said.
Oh, well, listen.
Oh, he came out as depressed.
Yeah.
Oh, he came,
oh, you came out of your depression,
Andy,
man.
What
Andy,
his
shut
phone
up.
Is all messed up. Nobody else heard what
Word.
He said.
Well, listen, my brother, I'm glad you got out of that darkness, man. And you know what? Like, it's a process. You might end up depressed again next week, but just know that trouble don't last always. You'll get out that darkness.
Yes, sir. I just want to thank you guys for helping me and my family because I listen to you guys every morning. And I just like the things that you tell people that are dealing with the depression.
What did you do? You start going to therapy or something?
No, I just started talking to my brother. He's been an inspiration in my life because of what he's achieved.
Got you.
And I just call him and talk to him whenever I need help or whenever I'm feeling down. And he always pulls through for me.
That's dope, brother. Always find somebody to talk to when you're in them dark places, man. Appreciate you, King.
All right, bro. Have a good one, man.
Good. Thank you, man.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about two women who found out that they were dating Drake at the same time and they're friends with each other.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're going to be the first person to put coronavirus in a rap. Sicker than coronavirus.
Well, they've
spreading
already,
like coronavirus.
They already have coronavirus porn.
Really? Oh, yeah, I did see that. I saw
what
Duval
is coronavirus porn?
I saw
you like
Duval
people having
that.
Sex quarantine.
Oh, the hazmat suit. Yes.
I feel them. I feel them.
My goodness. All right.
I
well, let's
see why they would do that.
We are the Breakfast Club.
Do you wear condoms when you got coronavirus?
You got to cover everything.
Yeah. You don't want to spread it to the
if you were quarantined
else.
With somebody
but
else.
But if you're both quarantined, you don't need to.
Yeah. Don't you got to wear no condoms when you quarantine with somebody with coronavirus?
Well, if
right?
you don't want to get something else,
maybe it'll offset it.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors.
Chlamydia is exactly what you need for the coronavirus.
Let's talk Twitter, my goodness.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, there's a new feature that Twitter is adding, and they start testing fleets, and that's going to actually start testing today. It's basically stories. You can post photos, videos, and text. It disappears after 24 hours. And obviously, we know about this from Snapchat and Instagram and all of that. So now Twitter's going to have this.
You're late to the party, Twitter. Instagram does it better.
All right. Pharrell has listed his house for sale in Beverly Hills for $17 million. He bought it 2 years ago from Tyler Perry. And it's over 17,000 square feet.
That's like dope, too.
Yeah, 10 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms. So if anybody's interested, it is now listed for $17 million. He bought that, like I said, for $15.6 million from Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry just makes money. Tyler Perry didn't buy it to live in. He just bought it to invest in it. They said he didn't do anything, and it made over $1 million. That's great.
What does interested mean? Don't call if you're interested. Call if you got the goddamn money.
Everybody's interested.
I'm interested. I'm definitely interested.
All right. A group of seniors at Princeton University are upset that Marshawn Lynch was selected as their class speaker for class day.
Oh, they don't know what they got.
Why?
Right. So the reason they wrote an op-ed in their paper, the Daily Princetonian, they said their main reason for being disappointed was because we did not feel included in the process by which the speaker was nominated and finally selected. They also said they took issue with the idea that he was selected to represent the entire student body. There's nobody that's going to represent the entire student
not
body.
Everybody.
No matter who you pick.
Little privileged, entitled kids mad that they're not involved with the process. I got you something nice.
They said saying
ungrateful
that Lynch
bastards.
Has unapologetically embodied and advocated for our own identities and values without officially consulting us, the Princeton community is
Sheesh.
Paradoxical
oh,
and thus questionable.
You're lucky that Marshawn Lynch is even gracing y'all with his presence.
Yeah, but you know how Marshawn Lynch is. He will be like, F y'all.
Yeah, you little bougie brats. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Claudia Jordan is going to be the new host of the Love & Hip Hop reunion, so congratulations to her.
Oh, that's okay. Good. That's a good casting.
Yeah, so she should have a great time with that.
Dropping the clues, bombs for C-Murder. Claudia Jordan.
She's got her show on Fox Soul. Now she's doing this. All right, Drake is at the center of this conversation between Melissa Ford and Takara Jones. Now, Melissa Ford has her podcast, I'm Here for the Food. And Takara, who's a good friend of hers, was on the podcast. And they recall the time that they were both dealing with the same guy.
She's telling me that we're dating the same guy. And you know what I said to him? What I said to her, I was just like, knock yourself out. I didn't have to have a conversation with him. I did eventually, mm-hmm. You know, not eventually, probably like the next day or something like that, because he called me. I just want to finish it off with saying this, that there was no way I was losing my friend to this guy, no matter who the f*** was. Mm-hmm. It was, can I say it?
Hit it.
Drake.
Dropping clues bombs for Aubrey Graham.
Drake was dating everybody,
my
man.
My goodness.
Never been a huge fan of his music.
What?
Really
what
just
you
singing.
Do? Like come on, you
really
lying.
I've never been a fan of Drake singing. I love when he raps.
Okay, his singing, but you like his raps.
I love when he raps, but...
I think women love when he sings, too.
I like his resume.
But clearly, Melissa and Takara
like... He has a resume.
Got a good resume.
Him, French Montana.
Drake got it. Dropping the clues bombs for Drake. Drake moves like a rap star should move. Not even just a rap star, just a big single music star.
What I do like about this story, though,
dude, have fun.
Man. Aside from Drake, is that Melissa and Takara were not going to let some guy come between their friendship. And a lot of times women get jealous of each other. They fall out over a guy. I love the fact that she said, I was not losing my girlfriend.
I can guarantee you that Drake didn't want to come between their friendship.
Yeah, no, he did either.
Drake was not there for the long haul.
Definitely okay? Was
right? That's the last thing he wanted to do was get between their friendship.
Right, and for
Drake
them,
don't have a type. Drake does not have a type. He goes left, right, up, down. He just
In fact,
does
I'm
Drake.
Sure Drake said, we all friends? Well, let's just all do it together. I'm sure he put that on the table as well.
But I'm sure they both also knew that they weren't going to be in it for the long haul, so why should I lose my friendship over some guy that's clearly doing whatever?
Yeah, and by the way, Machine...
The practical decision.
Machine Gun Kelly and Takara are OGs. They much older than Drake. Like, that was just a drive-by for them as well,
Why
too?
Is everybody murder with you? There's somebody's only violence. You call Machine Gun Kelly, then it was...
That is true. I do call him.
C-Murder.
I do.
What do you call Angela Rye?
AR-15.
Goodness gracious. Give me some positive. C-Love.
I do. That is true.
All right. Now, Angie Martinez, congratulations. Give it up for Angie Martinez.
Angie
she is the 2020...
What you got for Angie Ma?
Commencement
Angie Ma.
Okay.
Ceremony speaker for Rutgers University, Newark. So, she'll be delivering the keynote address.
I dare y'all to act like y'all don't want Angie Ma to show up, Rutgers. Don't be like them little brats at Princeton, okay? Y'all
She'll
got an icon in your presence.
Shout out to Angie
She will
Ma.
Also receive an honorary Doctor of Fine Arts degree.
That's what I'm talking about.
She was chosen by a committee of students, faculty, and staff.
That's dope. Dr. Martinez.
Yes, for influence in the entertainment and media space, but also for her philanthropy.
Can she get a doctor license plate now and park in doctor license plate spots?
I... don't believe so.
Drop on the clues bombs for the legend Angie Martinez. That's why I know I got to continue.
Try it anyway.
I got to continue to work and I got to continue to grow in this business because I've been on this radio begging for an honorary doctorate from somebody.
Anybody.
I can't even get a free African American studies degree. I don't even want to be a doctor. Just give me something.
That one school said they would do it. What school was that? The HBCU?
Oh, I never heard this.
Well, maybe they took it back.
Don't worry. When I put out my third book, I'm eligible for honorary doctorates, goddammit.
That's when you become eligible?
Yes.
When you put out three books?
I think somebody told me that.
Yo, who told me you get this stuff from?
So Angie Martinez has three books out?
No, she don't, actually.
Okay, so that doesn't make sense.
I know. I don't know.
All right, I'm Angela Yee.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
And that is your rumor report.
When I put out my third book, I'm going to be eligible.
I'm trying to make myself feel better.
I don't know.
Can I boost my self-confidence up in the morning?
Okay.
Huh? Can I make my self-esteem higher? Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right. All right, well, we got front page news. When we come back, what are we talking about, Yee?
Well, you know this story has been circulating about Honey Pot, right? And I know you guys have seen it with the founder, Beatrice Dixon.
Yes.
And what happened was she makes products for women, feminine products, panty liners, pads, tampons, all plant-based. And she did an ad for Target celebrating who she is and saying that she hopes that this will inspire young Black girls when you see somebody that's an entrepreneur doing great things in that space.
Right.
And a bunch of white women... and who knows who else targeted her, started giving her terrible reviews and saying that it was racist.
Mm. Mm.
So she's going to explain her thinking behind that ad, why she's proud to be a role model for these young girls who get less... Well, you'll hear about her tell all about it. But Beatrice Dixon will be here, the founder of Honey Pot, and she'll tell you what happened and why she's so proud that all these women, all these Black women and other women too that support Black and brown women rallied around her to make sure that her products stayed on those shelves, actually sold out, and... Yeah, It's Women's History Month, guys.
All right. Well, we'll talk to her next during Front Page News. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the founder and CEO of the building, a special guest of Honey Pot Company, The Honey Pot Company.
Yes.
Beatrice Dixon. Welcome.
Good morning, Beatrice.
Good morning.
They're trying to take a sister down,
I saw you all. Was that yesterday trending? The day before?
Yeah,
past couple of days.
Yeah.
What's happening? Tell us what's going on. What white people we got to bark on? I'm always down to bark on some white people.
You know what?
Before we get into that, let's talk about what the Honey Pot is, because some people might not know about the company, why you founded the company, and why your products are different from other products out there.
So the Honey Pot is a plant-based feminine hygiene company. We basically focus on everything that a woman needs for her daily and monthly health, revolving around her vagina.
Right.
So it's external washes, it's wipes, it's pads, it's tampons. You know, I mean, we've got like 35 products. We got 10 new products that are about to launch in Target. So,
vagina got to stay fresh.
Yes,
but the importance
and happy.
Of it
and happy.
It is. I did a Tampax ad at one point, and I was saying the people were all in my comments like, "Oh, you have to use the Honey Pot." And I do have your products, and I have used your products, and continue to use them as well.
Thank you.
That's important. It's important for women though to understand the difference between why it's important for this to be plant based. So why was that important for you?
Well, for me, it was of major importance because I just believe in that. I just live a holistic lifestyle, you know. So, but when you're talking about your vaginal health or anything where you're dealing with the inside of your body, even though these are external products, you want them to be as clean as possible. Mm-hmm. Anything you put on your skin, anything that you eat, drink, as a woman, any kind of menstrual products that you use or feminine care products that you use, they should always, always, always be clean because those toxins are going inside your body, right? Okay. And you just want to make sure.
I'm gonna ask you a question. This is going to sound a little crazy, right?
Oh, Lord.
You know, there's certain products that is better for black skin than white skin, or is your products better for black vaginas?
No.
That sounds crazy.
No. I mean, you'd be surprised. I pitched an investor one time, and he asked me, was this just a black product? Mm-hmm. The answer to the question is no.
Mm-hmm. All vaginas.
All vaginas are typically have to be within the same pH range to be healthy, so absolutely not. Our products are for every vagina, even if you are a man who identifies as a woman or you don't identify with any gender and you've gone through a change, it's for your vagina too. So it's for any and every vagina.
So well, yes, let's get you to can
the
use
Yeah. Let's get to the goddamn shits. Why are the white people hating, Beatrice?
I don't think they're hating, bruv. I was listening to Leon Thomas on my way in, and I think, you know, the creator has a master plan, and I think that,
I like that outlook.
And
I
think that shit like this happens because it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, not because a lot of us would never have heard of the Honey Pot.
Well, if it wasn't for the hate. For people that don't know, because a lot of people don't know what happened.
So, basically, we had the opportunity, gratitude to Target, to shoot a commercial with Target where they highlighted our brand. At the end of the commercial, I said that I wanted to be, that Honey Pot has to be successful so that other brown girls or black girls that are coming up behind us or with us or around us, you know, so that they can be successful.
Correct.
Right? And when I said that...
COINTELPRO activated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I said that, my reasoning for saying that is because of the disparities that are happening in the venture capital world, right?
We get 1% of funding.
Bitch, we get less than 1%.
Black women get 1%.
We get 0.06% of funding. I'm one of the 50 women, only 50 black women that have raised more than $1 million.
Wow.
And the dollar amount that we're talking about of the share, this was back in 2018, if you look at the Project Diane report, came from $425 billion. So 0.06% of $425 billion that was put out in the venture capital world.
That's not even a crumb. That's like...
You see what I'm
like
saying?
That's like a speck of dust.
Yeah.
That's why it's important... For you to succeed, for brown girls to see, yes,
absolutely,
I can start a company. And for these venture capitalists to see, yes, a company can be successful and that's where I want to invest my money.
Well, venture capital is business, right? It's the shit isn't personal. Mm-hmm. It's business. If there's not enough black women-led businesses, mm-hmm. going to acquisition, scaling their businesses. You know, Richard Lou Dennis, you know, and with Sundial, how often do you see that happen in mm-hmm. our community?
So you got New Voices Fund.
Yeah, we're a part of the New Voices Fund. But the point is, and that's one of the reasons why Richard Lou created the New Voices Fund, because this is the disparity. If we are not selling businesses, if we are not scaling businesses, black wealth can literally die.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so, you know, so that's the reason why we have to be successful, because we're a comp.
Right.
Right? If you buy a house or you sell your house, you going to look at the comps in the neighborhood.
That's right.
That's how
that's
this
right.
shit works.
That's right.
Right? So if we're yeah, but you see what I'm saying? If we're not successful, then the comps aren't there, then venture capital is like, well, I'm not necessarily seeing brown girls selling a business for over $100 million. You mm-hmm. understand what I'm saying?
So why should
I put my money in? That's why people put money in your business. If they give you a dollar, they want back 10.
Absolutely.
They want back 100, 1,000. That's how this works.
So mm-hmm. you said that in the commercial, and then what happened?
We've been inundated with, not inundated, but a little bit with emails. We've been inundated with social media posts.
Mm-hmm. Bad reviews.
Bad reviews, but not on product, mm-hmm. on that one statement.
They said you were racist.
They said that I was racist. Mm-hmm. And you know, and guess what? That's their opinion. Mm-hmm. They can think what they want to think. I know I'm not racist.
So they're trying to get targeted and pull your stuff off the shelves.
I'm sure that some of them asked for that. They called for basically for their people not to buy in and support it. And then we didn't even really have to say much, because our customers, they formed like Voltron and just got in there, you know. And so not only did they reverse like a 1.5 or 2.5 star on Trustpilot, but it went to like 4.9 stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shelves have just been, you know, ravished.
That's great.
and everything's popping online and everywhere else. So right. you can't let shit like this bring you down.
You turn it into a blessing.
Because mm-hmm. it is a blessing.
It is. You can turn anything yeah. that feels at the time like it right. might be a misfortune into a blessing.
Absolutely.
Somehow, some way.
Yeah.
Now, how can people find your products if they want to find your products, they want to support? Where are your products that they can find and support?
The best thing I'll tell you, because we're in a lot of retail, mm-hmm. Go to our website, which is thehoneypot.co. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy it online, you can buy it there. If you don't want to buy it online, you want to go to a store, go to the store locator, put in your zip code. It's going to tell you. But we're in Target, Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, CVS, Bed Bath & Beyond. We're not in all of those doors.
Urban Outfitters.
We're in Urban Outfitters. We may be in that banner, but we may not be in all the doors. So you want to make sure that you go to the website, go to the store locator. You can find us on social media at The Honey Pot Co. You can find me on social media. I am B. Dixon, BEADIXON.
And I love your attitude on all of this, because I feel the same way in life. There's no good or bad experiences. It's just one long process.
Bro, that's,
and
yeah.
everything is part of a bigger divine plan.
Yeah, the only place is here, and the only time is now.
There you go.
Holy shit, let me write that down. That's a tweet later.
You know?
Don't steal her tweet.
The only place is here, and the only time is now. This is all you got.
That's right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. And thank you, everybody. Please, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you, Beatrice Dixon, for joining us, all right? That's your front page news. Now, when we come back, the cast of State of the Culture will be joining us. That's Ebony K. Williams, Jinx, Remy Ma, and Joe Button. So keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building. From the state of the culture, we have Jinx, Ebony, Joe Buttons.
Don't read our
Joe Buttons.
That's how you sound when you be introducing State of the Culture.
Nah, don't
this
read my
another
shit
edition of State of the Culture. Joe Buttons.
Welcome, guys.
I've gotten better.
What's up? I hate when you do it, by the way.
You hate everything I do, though.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. We don't know how y'all feel about each other, because y'all hate each other, but y'all love each other. It's
Charlamagne hates everything that I do.
Why do you lie like this?
But he loves me.
Right.
Why do you lie like this?
We're like the first cousins that are in competition with each other while being raised, while growing up. Mm-hmm. That's what we are.
We're not in competition.
Professor X, and yes, we are. Shut up. That was a lie.
Joe, do I hit you? I hit you up offline often.
Who's winning?
We support each other.
Yes.
We're supposed to do lunch. I think that Charlamagne and I are powerful enough to do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Together.
But like lunch.
Like the competition thing is so friendly amongst us. But right. In the grand scheme of things, I think a simple coffee date between him and I.
See, that I can't
scares
do.
People.
I feel like
that sounds crazy.
What's
I don't drink coffee.
A coffee date.
All right, well, get your smoothie or whatever the fuck.
Joe getting
way
too much money. He went on a coffee date.
He got on leather pants today.
Come on, Joe. He's got several fedoras.
Joe to see forever, my lady, huge fan.
What?
Huge fan of Jodeci.
Oh, that's why you got the leather joints on?
Yeah, that's all. That's all, man. Yeah. I woke up wanting to give him a little something.
Growth is good, Joe.
I think so.
Yes. I respect it.
Ebony, get Charlamagne like you said you was.
No, I'm not going to get him. Well, you said you hit him up offline.
Yeah.
So we were saying just before we started taping.
Let's go.
So before we started taping last week's episode, Joseph and I were talking, and it was like, you know, this has gotten so good, at least in my opinion. Like, the vibe of us as a cast, the just whole way we're meshing and gelling, it feels really good. I was like, I can't wait till we go on Breakfast Club next week and hear what Char thinks, because when it was announced that I was going to be...
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, Char. Okay,
Char.
Okay. Char. Duh.
Yes. Char.
When it was announced that I was called...
That's great for our competition.
Char. Char.
Oh, thanks.
Let's see what Char thinks.
Let's see what Char thinks. That I was going to be the new co-host on State of the Culture. He expressed skepticism.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
He did,
yeah.
Jinx.
Tell us more.
Jinx, he did.
I didn't like it. I didn't think it would mesh.
Why didn't you like it, Char?
Why not?
I don't know. I just didn't think it would mesh.
But what do you think now?
I thought we were
too ghetto for her.
No, not at all. I just didn't think it would mesh. I like it now, actually. I think it's a good fit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say a weird. It's not a weird dynamic. I didn't expect you. Yeah, I didn't expect you to be able to swim in those waters.
So right, it wasn't y'all he was questioning. Yeah. It was me. I knew that.
It sounds like us.
No. That's why.
It's been points where you see the little tension, but it's not bad tension. It's just a difference of opinion. Remy and Ebony sometimes, slightly.
That's a whole
really, it was just the 6ix9ine topic.
It was not the 6ix9ine topic. It was the snitch topic.
But the snitch topic.
Yeah,
but I understood both perspectives.
Who just happens to be a snitch.
Both perspectives were coming from the lives and the experiences that y'all both have.
Now, yeah, but you got to be careful when you say things like that, because a lot of people, since she's been on the show, I see, and just across social media, where people feel like, you know, she has a problem with me, or I have a problem with her. Yeah, oh, it's another pretty girl, so Rem is intimidated, or she's crazy. You know, then there's the other people's like, oh, now light skinned girl's on there, so Rem gotta be contaminated. First of all, she's not even really that light skinned. Let's just it's the lighting. She's
but
I did.
No, but the funniest part of that, Rem, was they said that I Aunt Viv'd the seat.
No, they did.
They were like, God. Yo, she's straight on Viv the seat on the show.
And you can't say they don't always try to pit women against each other when you see things like this happening. Because you don't see people saying, oh, look at Jinx and Joe, they don't like it. Like, you don't see that.
Ever.
No, yeah, but ever. Wait, is it people or women that do that?
No,
people.
It's people. Because guys do it definitely.
I never put Remy and Ebony against each other. In that scenario, I'm always worried about Joe. Joe's always the wild card.
Why is he the wild card?
You know what's funny? Because he's Joe. Why you act like you don't know him?
What did I say to you?
What did I say to you?
Well, in that conversation that Ebony mentioned, when she said what she said, I said, Charlamagne expresses skepticism towards all of my ventures.
Because of you.
When Everyday Struggle started.
And I was right.
You were wrong.
I was dead right.
What were you right about?
You were wrong. I said Joe's not staying on this show.
No, you said Joe would implode. Be clear. Let's be careful with narratives. That was not Joe imploding. That is what will be looked at as arguably the biggest business blunder this decade by Complex.
Oh, God.
That wasn't Joe imploding.
Mm-hmm.
So the show ended. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, the show's still going on.
It ended.
Oh, yeah, the show is still going on.
No, it ended.
They had some moments with Birdman.
I love Wayno, and I love Act.
Act, they do a good job.
I appreciate the fact that show is still on.
Yeah.
But it's different. It's different.
Of course it's different.
It's like Royce's reply to Lupe replacing me in Slaughterhouse.
Which I
appreciate. It would be a different entity.
But I think he said it because, you know, you started off doing morning and you left. Then you started doing...
Morning when?
Me and you, when we did mornings. Then the rap...
No, when I went to bat for DJ Envy behind the scenes.
You did.
Talk about it, Joe.
Wait, what happened? Everybody goes to bat for Envy.
So mad rappers be saving Envy's life. Now Joe Budden, Remy.
Joe Budden.
I don't think Envy expresses that enough on his daily show.
Mine. Yes, he was, absolutely.
Explain.
You said was or like not anymore?
He said was.
She definitely
said was. New here and switch it up. They start learning past tense. That's crazy.
But anything I do, I call Joe. When I started doing housing, did I call you?
Yes, you did.
And what
Why
did
would you call Joe?
You said Joe needed housing.
Because I was like, yo, I'm doing real estate. I think you can make some money.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
trying to get you like back.
Envy looked out. Envy looked out when I needed a nanny.
It's a scam. You're going to go to jail. That's what Joe said.
Yeah, I stayed away from that. But Envy looked out when I needed a nanny. Envy has looked out.
Swim instructors.
In relationship advice. Like, Envy looks out.
So Envy was your nanny?
No.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, when they were doing morning, they needed a new radio show, morning show at Hot 97 back in the day. They were going through transition, and they wanted to hire Joe. So Joe said, okay, I'll do it, but only if I could bring Envy with me.
Mm.
They didn't want me, but he brought me anyway.
Wow. You didn't ever tell us that.
Why did you believe in Envy in that way?
I don't even hear the gratitude in that nigga voice. Like,
what?
You just say it too cavalierly for
what
me.
What made you pick Envy out of everyone?
Because he's light-skinned.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You like him light-skinned, Joe?
Nah, Envy deserved a shot. Envy deserved...
Actually.
That's not true.
Okay.
I mean, you haven't proven to us otherwise.
Whoa. Yeah.
I can show you my phone right now and prove it.
Please don't.
Okay, back to...
What were we saying?
So that's what happened. So they hired Joe.
Yes.
And Joe brought me along, and we did the show, and then...
Envy needed a shot, man.
Right.
Mm. Envy needed a shot. Envy had earned the shot in my eyes. And if you were going to do something unconventional, which is what it was at the time, then let's make it all the way unconventional. I think we brought in Ashy Larry at one point who they hated it. They hated that. Because it's like, Ashy Larry going to get on the NBA. But he didn't. It was hilarious. That Smackfest, unconventional. Like, just we did a lot of things that you shouldn't have done. This is before the FCC. Is that what it is?
Yep.
This is before the FCC cracked down.
Yeah, that
on
Smack
what
Fest
you could
was crazy.
Do.
But what you did with Envy is what should happen in the culture if you really care about the culture.
That's true.
All right, we got more with the cast of State of the Culture. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Yeah. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the cast of State of the Culture, Ebony K. Williams, Jinx, Joe Button, and Remy Ma. Yee?
All right, can I throw out some topics and see you guys' thoughts?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Meg Thee Stallion right now with her label deal.
Yes.
Right, where she's saying that she wants to renegotiate her contract. So as artists, as an attorney, as somebody who studies all of this in the business, what are your thoughts on who's right and who's wrong here? Recall Crawford and his label with Meg Thee Stallion saying she signed this when she was only 20 years old. She's only getting 40% of the money. She has to pay her engineers, her producers, everybody else, and they get all her touring money and everything before she sees it.
I'll start. I think, I find it fascinating, I think the case is really fascinating because, like, to the letter of the law, the record company is right. Like, we in the law, it's called the Four Corners Doctrine, which means the four corners on the page, what's on the paper, controls. So according to that language, it is what it is. It's just a terrible deal. But I think Meg had a victory in court where the judge basically said that they're not going to be able to hold her back from releasing music and that they cannot temporary restraining order. That's correct, Joseph. And that they cannot retaliate against her on social media. So I think there's also just a notion of fair dealing, right? Like that's just ultimately an underlying question. And I think as we see this play out with Meg, first of all, artists are empowered, and I really want our artists to speak to this in a minute, in a new way. It used to be that the record companies held all the cards, all the power, and the artists were pretty much silenced and had to just submit to poor terms. The smartest thing Meg did was do the Instagram video, because, like, you gotta tell it. Because once you tell it and you get a public narrative on your side, it can bring the company to their knees.
Like
people
the
People
have
been telling it for a long time, though. There have been so many artists that talked about bad contracts.
The fact, though?
All the time.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of it's after the fact.
I feel like in 2020, you should not be getting jerked. I think it's too much information out there.
Joe, you signed a contract. I know you wanted to get out of it one time, didn't you? When you were Def Jam,
I signed
five or six contracts in my career that I wanted. Every contract that I signed,
you want to get out of
in my career, they were all bad.
Right.
And I mean, Ebony talks about how bad that contract sounded that you read about. But to me, that sounds like standard.
Standard.
It is standard.
That's fair dealing.
Yeah, and because I'm an artist, you know, I don't know what's right or wrong here. I know traditionally in this business, you have to amend your mistakes. All artists go through it. That contract is a mistake on the behalf of Meg Thee Stallion. On Carl Crawford's side, you're a brand new artist. You have yet to release your debut album. Mm-hmm. Who the f*** are you to want to amend a thing right now? Now, at some point in the future, because we're friends or we have a relationship, or, you know, I went through this where I called Webb one day and said, yo, I want to amend some shit. He said, yo, why would I do that?
I think about where she was when she signed that
I couldn't
that
answer
deal.
It. But there is a reason that Meg signed it. We don't know what that reason is.
$10,000. Because she clearly needed $10,000.
She probably needed money at the time. She wanted a chance. She wanted an opportunity. She thought that was the way. And then when she popped.
I could imagine a world where the scope was a bit broader.
And the argument, though, just so y'all know, is that that's duress. Like, at some point, that level of limited sides of the equation, like what he would potentially or she would potentially gain on the record company side versus the very small relative other side of the artist benefit, the argument legally is the contract was entered into under a duress situation. I'm not saying that's the case here with Meg Thee Stallion, but that's how it would play out.
And that's the case. Every artist is entered in under duress. Most of them come from impoverished neighborhoods and from the bottom. I don't know too many. I could a handful of artists that came in that already came from a wealthy family or was just in a good state when they started.
Right.
I feel that argument could be made across the board for artists in general. Mm-hmm. But the issue is what I think Envy said, we're at a point now where it's just too much information out there. This argument has been going on forever, bad deals, publishing, rights, percentages, things like that, where you shouldn't even be into. But also, I was thinking more so she was 20 years old when she signed it. Does that have any, you know, hold any weight on it.
Because I think you'll be over 18, right?
I mean, I look at it, too. It's like, I'm not a lawyer or artist, but I'm in the everyday Joe, right? And I'm watching everyone on social media comment on her, what she should have done, what she shouldn't have done. But these are people that, like, press accept cookies and don't read the terms of service on anything. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm talking about reading, like...
You know what they would do for $10,000?
Right. Exactly, right? And so this is the everyday Joe's weighing on this situation while she's trying to speak her piece and make it public. I feel like, let's watch it play out. I do agree, like, what you sign is what you sign.
That's right.
But...
No, it's no but.
No, the but is that everyone's like, she should have read, like... Y'all don't read.
This is what we would do on the show. In closing.
No, y'all wouldn't close it.
In closing.
Especially one of y'all.
I would suggest somebody, even if it's a bad deal, like Ab said, like, because sometimes it's profitable to even take the bad deal because it's better than what you have at the time. Mm-hmm. Always try to keep the terms extremely short, mm-hmm. as short as That's possible. Good. This way it's only one cycle, or maybe two, or just 2 years or something like that. So this way you're not trapped into something that's going on and on for a long period of time.
Now, Jill, you went back on Love & Hip Hop. Why?
And so did Remy.
But Remy's been there for the last couple years. That's Remy.
Joe back after Joe said, I'm not ever going
back.
He said,
I'm never going
back. That show
back.
Is beneath
that
me.
That show is beneath.
That sh- for clowns. Yada, yada, yada.
Well, said all that.
In his defense, I raised the stakes of the show a little bit. You know, it's not just bad TV anymore. You can actually be on Love & Hip Hop and have be Grammy nominated and have hit records while you're on there. So it's not just a graveyard anymore. And I'm pretty sure since his newfound success and all his other ventures, his bag is way much better than it was when he was on there before. And it feels good when you got to go back to somebody else and make them pay for all the past transgressions.
Yeah, but I don't want
to
see Joe
speak.
I don't want to see Joe getting yelled at.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I wish I had a sister, man.
Right.
This is why I wish I had one.
Yeah. Do he look like he can? Do he look like he can? Talk to me like this.
You do.
Okay.
So is that the whole show?
Hey, did I told you when we did that f***ing pull-up? It ain't what you think. Did you see?
Well, I don't want to see you pretending, though.
But it's not pretending. Every time you see me, I'm just sitting here getting yelled at by somebody.
Oh, I did see you.
That is true.
Yeah, I did see all the state of the culture on him.
I've not said anything. You have not heard Joe's opinion, my feelings toward anything. No. This is not the Joe story here. No.
So that was the reason, the bag and...
You told Young Bro you got a million. You got an M.
I know, and then you guys sat up here and made a mockery.
You believe that, Rem? You believe Joe got an M?
For what?
Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Okay.
Leather pants, yeah, you got it.
I'm more shocked about why Charlamagne doesn't believe that, and you're in the same business.
Because I've seen Mona Scott Young's paychecks to people.
People.
Okay,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be clear.
Part of what Remy is saying,
I love
to tell
my checks. You want me to film sex? Hold on. Let me dress the golden child.
Listen, let me go and f-ing compromise my contract real quick. Part of what Remy is trying to tell y'all is you guys are absolutely right. At one point, that was a show with a different business model. And I think at some point Viacom realized that, and it took some years, but you could see the slow steps toward different implementation. Rem, Cardi, there was rumors for years that they were approaching Jim and Chrissy to come
Jim
back.
Jim actually created the show on the low. People don't know that. Mm-hmm. Might have jerked him. But.
I would argue that Joe created it. I would argue it
too. Joe who?
Me.
When he used to do the stuff on YouTube or Love.
What are you talking about now, Joe?
When him and Tahereh used to do that stuff and follow on Love.
Everything.
Everything.
I'm telling you.
Chrissy actually went to Viacom to pitch the show with Mona.
I know, and I think that you could pitch my IP to Mona.
Mm. No.
That's crazy. No.
Absolutely not.
But
that's how that works.
But anyway, back to what I was saying. Over the years, they've made some changes. Mm-hmm. Remy's a big part of that. A few other people were a big part of it. And I think the finished product you see today on the screen
is
just very different. And it's expensive. Mm-hmm. Every show I watch, I'm counting mm-hmm. everyone's checks. Mm. They've eliminated all of the people who are paid in the bracket that Charlamagne is speaking about. Mm-hmm. There is nobody on that show that's cheap. Mm. This is an expensive show now.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got more with the cast of State of the Culture. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with the cast of State of the Culture, Ebony K. Williams, Jinx, Joe Button, and Remy Ma. And Joe, how lonely were you when you made Pump It Up and talked about masturbation? I've been rapping that song for years, and I didn't know it was about masturbation.
Yeah, they were talking about
I just want to know. Don't answer that. Where did that come from?
That was a hard transition right
there. Like, Just Blaze.
In case y'all didn't know, Envy's role in this show is to transition to dick.
There's something in the box we want to give you on your way out, Joe.
Yeah, right. I'm not taking it. I don't want to see
What?
That was a hard transition.
You know what? You just go to masturbation.
What the f***? Envy. Yeah, while wearing salmon.
They did mornings together.
Yo, the legend of Pump It Up never dies. Like, sometimes when these stories come up, I'll be like, damn, man, why can't Tipsy and Jaquan, like, why all of those big records back then, why can't they just keep doing this? Just Blaze got to shut the f*** up, man.
Jesus Christ. What's up with you, Joe?
Because that's the bottom line to it. He gotta chill the f*** out. I've told this story.
I've never heard this story.
Somebody else has told this story.
Listen, when I was 22 years old,
I had no idea of how to create a record. I didn't know how to make a song.
Right.
I didn't know the construct. I didn't know what BDS and all of this shit. So there were a lot of... Pump It Up went through a lot of experimentation. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to say that. And one part, talking about an eight bar part in the second verse, in the pre-recording stages, it was my hand.
Wow.
And the point of it was, it was my hand, and the point of it wasn't a
you
mess.
You didn't know this, Rem?
It wasn't.
So I just found this out last week. I used to sing this song.
No, it's not true, because it wasn't about masturbation. It was just, it was like.
Just said you changed like the lyrics. He said instead of my jump off, it was my hand never. Yeah, it was not going out too much.
My hand doesn't care.
Y'all mind hanging out with the fellas?
No. It was a whole different. It was different. Like, I erased the whole thing. It was much worse than that.
So this was a period of time when you were masturbating a lot, and then you put it in a song.
I still masturbate a lot.
Okay.
That's my thing. Did y'all see the OnlyFans leak? Y'all didn't see the OnlyFans leak?
You have an OnlyFans account?
No. Y'all too corporate now. Y'all getting too much money. OnlyFans. All the beautiful girls, they get on OnlyFans and do whatever they got to do.
No, I know what it is.
The hackers hacked it.
So you masturbate the OnlyFans is what you're telling us?
No, I'm telling you that there were plenty of happy men out there during the OnlyFans leak.
Because I thought you were joking.
This whole time I thought you were saying you had an OnlyFans account of you masturbating.
Angela Yee, we understand what you thought.
Okay.
So I have a question for you guys. What do you guys think? You guys all watch the show, I hope. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know Charlamagne does. Mm-hmm. Envy doesn't really take me as the one that I watch. He's too busy, like, selling houses with weird shaped people.
And getting hair.
Selling houses with Big Pun is Donnell Rollins. That's what Donnell said.
He lost mad weight.
Donnell gets smacked. Tell him same way. Watch it, Toots.
Watch it, Toots.
What are y'all, like, we're juggling with the idea. We feel like we need a studio audience, or we would like a studio audience. Like, for someone who has a show where you guys sit here and y'all are in your little cozy space in your room, like, what do you think about that idea?
I don't know if y'all need a studio audience. Only because I care about y'all opinions, and I think sometimes with studio audience, people start performing for the crowd as opposed to having conversations
with each other. You think we care about what any... Well, maybe, I don't know.
No, I might start performing.
Yeah, I might start, you know, all right, maybe
whatever the people want, yeah.
We might get a little too crazy.
How did this show start? How did it come about?
You calling me and saying, Puff want to talk to you?
I just wanted you to tell that story. I see you.
I started this show by expressing the immense amount of support that we show for each other behind the scenes.
Yes, that's true.
I was real appreciative for that call. And I got with Puff, and I didn't know the process would be so long, but it took a while, and that perfectionist is like for real. Mm. But once we got it going, you know, it contradicted everything that I had ever heard about Revolt prior to me being there. Well, I'd always heard, you know.
What'd you hear about Revolt?
We're not going to say too much, but one of the classic things in the street was.
Well, no.
Similar to what Charlamagne expressed about Love and Hip Hop. You know, your revolt might not pay you. I didn't experience that. Maybe heard they might not be invested. No, they're super invested. They go all the way there. That's one of the things that makes going to work feel so good. Not only is the panel amazing, everybody behind the scenes is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Why did it turn into four though? Because originally I wanted Joe and Act to go to Revolt and do that. Act didn't want to go.
Oh, okay. I thought you was gonna be.
Nah, Act didn't want to go. He was scared.
Yeah, you know he was. how do you think that panned out? Fact.
I think it's fine. Fact. I think him and Wayne don't make a better pair than you and Ag did because you are so overpowering.
That's not really the question I'm asking. Do you think that his decision to stay long term in that company has diminished what he was doing independently?
Nah, because he's still doing it.
And things might not have worked out for him at Revolt. Who knows? You never know.
Oh, no, Ag in the game now. You got to deal with Steve.
How did we end up with four?
Oh, that was the question. Yeah, how did we end up at four? Me and Puff fighting for most.
Mm. You wanted four. He didn't want four. You wanted two.
The original idea was two.
Okay.
Me and another person. And
say her name.
I didn't like that.
That was a woman.
Who was the other person? No, it wasn't.
At one point, it was Azalea Banks for a second.
That, wow.
Oh, yeah. We were going to do Azalea Banks.
That would have been crazy.
And in theory, what an amazing idea. But that's what I wanted to create. Mm. Something where you would say, how long is that going to last? And that didn't pan out for whatever reason. So then we said, all right, we need three. And then when we were screen testing the three,
was I really not supposed to be on this show?
No, you weren't.
No. Yeah. No. I keep telling you.
In the screen testing, you know, you could tell you needed four, and that'd be the important part sometimes with getting companies to understand chemistry because you can't see it. But Puff is a creative. So,
in the screen testing, they realized that Rem is just like Joe. She just has a wig on. That's all. That's what happened. So they was like, we need four if we're going to keep
her. Once Azalea came, because I still wanted, I wanted a woman, dynamic, blunt, like the qualities I was looking for. And Rem was already in the in our wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. But it hit me after that. I was like, wait a minute. How can we convince Remy? To give this a shot.
How did they convince you, Rim?
Lie to her. Tell her that the show's going to be about one thing, and it's really going to be about something totally different. And while she's here, and we're paying her the cheapest check that she gets out of all the checks she gets, but it's on time, she's going to love us so much that she's going to stay.
This is hysterical.
I actually love going to work, like Joe said, every time I love it. Like,
but we don't have
it.
And
it's black owned, black excellence. Hey,
yeah, that's cool. But listen, behind door number two, I'm hoping that we are so amazing and we make it so great that I can renegotiate.
That we negotiate.
Yeah, yeah. With my short terms that I made sure that was in there.
That part.
But yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Hey, I don't want to. Hey, thank you for having us. I want to thank y'all for y'all's service and tenure in this culture. It's been a long time, and I don't know if people give you guys your flowers the way they need to at the end of these things.
Facts.
A lot of classic moments we've gotten from you guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you guys. It's the Breakfast Club.
Wow.
Stay in the culture. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk to Nashe.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Tinashe sat down and did an interview on the E's digital series, Just a Sip, and she was talking about how she feels like she was pitted against other black women in the industry.
Who did they try to pit you against?
Every black girl. First, it was like the superstars, which was like, whoa, an honor, but like, how are you guys going to pit me against these people? Like, it would be like Tinashe, the new Aaliyah, Tinashe, the next Beyonce. I would be like, you guys are setting me up. These people are icons. Then it was everyone. It's Tinashe versus Janae, FK Twigs, literally any black girl, Cassie, all the whisper singers.
Mm-hmm. School me. Turn my goddamn mic on. School me because I'm old. I don't remember any of that. I don't remember any.
I was thinking the same thing.
I don't remember nobody comparing Tinashe.
Well, she probably paid a lot more attention to it than you guys did because it was about her.
I don't remember any of that. I don't remember Tinashe being compared to Beyonce, Aaliyah. I don't remember any of that.
I don't know if it's really a comparison, but when people mention your name, like, is she going to be the next this or the next that?
I never heard that all the time.
Yeah, I never heard that either.
No, that's not a knock to Tinashe. I just never heard anybody make those comparisons.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like I said, she probably heard it a lot because it's about her. So you hear those things when people are talking about you and you are the person talking about.
You got to make sure it's not your friends saying that around you too now.
All right, now Alicia Keys is going on a book tour in support of her memoir, More Myself, A Journey. Mm-hmm. That book will be on sale March 31st, and she's doing an intimate four-city tour. It's going to kick off in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Academy of Music on the day of the book's release.
Okay.
So, should be interesting to read.
Alicia Keys never been up here either.
Nope. It's going to detail her struggle with heartache, her challenging and complex relationship with her father, her people-pleasing nature, the loss of privacy, and the oppressive expectations of female perfection, some of which she put on herself.
Okay. I wouldn't come up here either if I was Alicia Keys.
Why not?
She's way too classy for this show.
What do you mean?
All right, Nick Cannon.
You sounded like her just now. She scratches her words.
What do you mean?
She sings, fire! Me!
Now I understand why she's not coming up here.
Nick Cannon recently did an interview, and he was asked about an update on the beef between Eminem and him.
An update?
Yes.
What update?
The beef between him and 50 Cent, and here's what he said.
You know what? I've been waiting on this update.
I didn't start it. He came at me.
Wow.
I just swing heavy.
He probably thought you were going to stay quiet, though.
That's the thing, and everybody's like, oh, you better not say nothing about it. Why not? Ain't nobody scared of him. Ain't nobody scared of 50 either. Like, we just thought, like, let's go. So, you know, I match energy. So, I mean, however they want to see it, but I think it might have got a little too intense for them. So, he's still welcome on the show whenever you want to get there.
I didn't know I needed an update on the Nick Cannon Eminem beef, but after hearing it, I'm sure I didn't need an update on the Nick Cannon Eminem beef.
You just got
one. Too intense, guys. Stop it.
Too intense.
That's what he said.
Nick just said.
He said
the beef got too intense for them.
Okay, and Tinashe got compared to Beyonce, too.
Everybody
in their own world. It's cool.
Nicki Minaj's husband, unfortunate situation for him, he was arrested. He is out on bail. He turned himself into the marshals and pled not guilty in court yesterday. They said he had to post a bond and he has to deal with some situations from before. He has to wear an ankle monitor. He also has a curfew. He's under pretrial supervision. He has no passport. He can travel only in Southern California. He cannot use drugs, marijuana, or anything like this. And that's all because he did not register as a sex offender.
Yikes.
Like he was supposed to in California's. They said he was registered in New York State but had yet to register in Cali like he was supposed to. So now he's out on a $20,000 bond. And he is facing up to 10 years.
That's horrible.
He was convicted for first-degree rape in 1995. He was 16 at the time. She was 16 as well. He served almost 4 years for that crime. And after that, been required to register as a sex offender.
For over 20 years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you ever don't register, right?
Thanks.
All right, so he has another hearing scheduled for March 23rd.
What did it do? I know they used to put signs in people's yards at one time.
Did they ever do that? That was always... I'd never seen a sign before. I just thought it was online.
I'll tell you what they do. If you have like Experian or any of those credit check things, they send you alerts when somebody moves in your neighborhood that's a registered sex offender.
That's wild.
They give you the address, the name, the offense, and all of that.
That sign is crazy. That's worse than Beware a Dog. That's worse than ADT. Like, you don't want that in your yard.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. As I even think about this donkey.
What?
As I even think about this donkey, I'm getting hungry. But there's a man in Louisiana that we need to talk to. I understand why he did what he did, but it was dumb to do. And that's what Donkey Today is all about, giving people the credit they deserve for being stupid.
All right, we'll get into that next. And ask Yee if you need relationship advice or any type of advice. You can call Yee right now, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been told a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 5th goes to a Louisiana man named Clement Smiley Leach Jr. He's 49 years old. Salute to Louisiana. I love Louisiana for a lot of different reasons. One of the main reasons is because I am what you would call a trans fat ass. I like to eat. I like food. Okay, I'm from Moncks Corner, South Carolina, so that low country diet is in me. I like seafood. I like shrimp and grits. I like Bowberry biscuits from Bojangles. I like fried fish. Okay, I'm just trying to explain to y'all how much I love food because I'm hungry right now.
Me too.
Because the goddamn interns went for breakfast a couple hours ago and they not back yet. Okay? I'm saying all that to say Louisiana got some good-ass food. All right? The reason we love Popeyes so much is because it's a Louisiana kitchen. All right? Everybody in here has been to Louisiana. And everybody in here knows how good Louisiana cuisine is.
Indeed.
All right? Salute to everybody who listens to us in Louisiana and Monroe on 100.1 The Beat and Lafayette on Q95 and New Orleans on Q93, respectively. Drop on the clues bombs for all three of them. Okay? Louisiana, man. There's something about y'all gumbo. There's something about y'all stuffed catfish. We're not even going to get into all the po' boys, okay? I'm painting this picture for you because even though I'm giving Clement Leach Jr. the credit he deserves for being stupid this morning, I feel him, especially right now because I'm starving, all right? I get why he did what he did. Okay, well, what did he do, Uncle Charlie? He done got us hungry, and we want to know why. Well, let's go to WWL-CBS 4 for the report, please.
An OPP inmate had been on the run after escaping from the jail on Lundi Gras, but his brief taste of freedom came to an end at one of the worst places in the city for a fugitive.
In a city like New Orleans, where there's no shortage of restaurants, Clement Leach couldn't have picked a worse one.
We probably get like maybe 10 cops average in here a day. We give them 10% discount.
Kayla Philistrat was working the counter at Sammy's Deli on Elysian Fields Tuesday afternoon.
Probably had two cops here, two cops there.
But it took just moments for U.S. Marshals and Orleans Parish Sheriff deputies to show up in force. They were there to take Leach into custody. The burglary suspect had been on the run since he escaped his job at the Orleans Parish Jail on Lundi Gras.
They kind of just scooped him and took him out. Like, he knew, I feel like he just knew he was caught. He didn't put up a fight or anything.
Philistrat says the arrests didn't faze anyone in the restaurant.
Well, being that it's New Orleans, nobody, like, was, like, you know, surprised. Everyone just kind of turned, stared at the situation, and kept going.
Staffers at the restaurant say that even after Leach was driven away, the people he was at the table with, they had his food boxed up and left.
Well, we're going to come back to that. I want to talk about that last little part. Escaped convict walked right into a restaurant where all the cops get a 10% discount. Bro, let me tell you something. I'm mad at him, but I'm not mad at him. I understand why he did what he did, because first thing I did when I read this story was pull up the menu. All right, they got a devil damn oyster po' boy that is battered and deep fried at this place called Sammy's. Okay, they got a soft shell crab po' boy. Have y'all ever had a soft shell crab po' boy?
Mm-mm.
And it's described as gorgeous, double battered and deep fried. They got a seafood platter that is described as having a little bit of everything. Okay, shrimp, oysters, and fish. Do you know what a menu like that would do to me? I'm so damn indecisive when I go to restaurants, but that right there, when you just put it nice and plain, a little bit of everything, that puts everything in a nice, simple perspective, okay? The seafood gumbo with a Creole gumbo loaded with crab, okra, and shrimp.
Mm.
Look at God. Look at God, white man! Tell him, Stephen! Lord, Clement, I get it, King. But, bro, you escaped from jail in New Orleans, all right? If there was ever a reason for a man to use DoorDash, okay? Uber Eats. All right. I looked it up. Sammy's does catering. They would have bought the food to wherever you are. If you are an escaped convict, you have to move like an escaped convict. I don't know how an escaped convict would move because I've never been one, but common sense would tell me two things. One, get as far away from the place I escaped from as possible. And two, don't go eat somewhere cops get a 10% discount to eat. In fact, don't go anywhere to eat. You're an escaped convict, King. Act like it. Now, in case you missed it, I know what you're thinking because I was thinking the same thing. Did he get to eat? Okay, did he get to order? Let's go back to WWL-CBS4 for the report, please, in case you missed it.
After Leach was driven away, the people he was at the table with, they had his food boxed up and left.
I don't see the problem. Snicky don't need this. Where he going? round of applause to the good folks at WWL-CBS4 for asking the questions, inquiring, hungry-ass minds like me one and nil. Please give Clement Lynch Jr. the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Why you ain't want to play Guess What Race It Is Today?
too late now. Well, shout out to everybody in New Orleans again. One of my favorite places to eat. All of our favorite restaurants. Murrow's, Oceana's, We Dat Chicken and Shrimp. All the places we love to go. Neo's. Okay, guys.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next.
See, what happened is we waiting on breakfast.
I am.
Cause,
are we still getting breakfast?
Let me tell you what happened.
I don't know.
Can I tell them what happened?
No.
Sure.
You can't tell them what happened?
We're out of time right now.
Oh. Don't mention names? Okay. I'm just saying, somebody bought us breakfast this morning.
Right.
And so we ordered from someplace. Good.
That's right. It didn't come. It's
been taken for so goddamn long.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Ask Ye is next. You got questions for Ye. Call her now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What you want to know?
Baby mama issues? Need some words of wisdom? Call up now for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on.
Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. What line you want to go to, Ye?
Line 8.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, bro?
I was calling for some relationship advice from Angela Yee.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm a New York City police officer for the past 11 years now. I've been having some issues with the police department and, you know, the way it works and the way they deal with the community. And I've been feeling like I wanted to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been passionate about this, you know, hip-hop thing. I was going to leave the department to pursue this music career. My lady said she loved the music, but when it's time for me to make that move, she don't want to support that move, you know, and I feel like if you support the music and you support me, you should support the dream.
What about financially? Are you able to take care of yourself or do you need her financial support as well?
No, I'm able to take care of myself and my kids.
Okay. All right. So the problem is that she's not fully on board with your plan, even though she says you have good music and she supports you as a person.
Correct. You know, everybody that hears the music, they support it. I think it's really dope and it can make a big difference.
You know, she might be concerned about you, too, though.
She might be, but...
It might be that she's concerned about you, you know, not thriving in the way that you think you will when you leave the department. And
yeah, but then some people believe in me and believe in the art.
No, I agree with you. There's a balance. You know, you want to believe in somebody, you want to support them. But at the same time, she might be feeling like, well, I don't know if that's a smart decision for him to make. So that doesn't necessarily mean that she's not supportive. Let's hear something. We want to hear you, Rodney.
All right. This is quotas. This is the whole issue I had with the department in the first place. They say it's no quotas. I say that's a whole load of bullish. The quotas infused in the culture of the police department. They're trying to weaponize poverty, and I'm trying to disarm it, and the rate is alarming. They tell you one thing when you train just to mess up your brain. Even though the language has changed, the content the same. They say it don't matter if you write a summons or not, but when you walk in the precinct, they like how many summonses you got. And if the answer's a lot, then they give you your props. Because to them, that's the definition of a good cop. If the answer is none, I feel bad for you, son. They're going to make you wish you gave back that badge and that gun. Broken window tactic is an open window tactic. It opened the window for them to...
Yo, bro, you need to be stopped and frisked, man. For real,
Rodney,
man. You need to be stopped and frisked, bro.
One second. First of all, a couple things here. Jeez. Why do you have to quit the department in order to do what you want to do?
He can't put that out and still be a
Why can't you make a change from within?
He can't put that out and be a cop. They'll be on his ass.
Like Envy said, can't put that out and still, you know, be a part of the department. And I feel like if I'm really going to change, I got to take away the restraints. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I can't have them in my financial future at the same time.
No, we need people but like aren't there you ways who care you can about implement, us on the inside, bro.
Aren't there ways you can implement some programs, some community programs that will have better relationships?
They don't give you that kind of authority, that kind of, you know, to really make that change. They don't give you that kind of avenue. You know, and if I feel like if I really want to make that change and I believe in my art, you know, I want to take that step.
Man, what are they putting in the Popeye's chicken sandwich? Why are black people so backwards?
Now, let me ask you one last question.
This is crazy.
You think that people will want to buy music? Is it all your music about police officers and how they mistreat people, or is that really the focus of it?
It's about the message. I wear my Black Lives Matter sweater to work every day against popular opinion. You know, there's a lot of us that support the movement. It's not just you know, we're not just all...
Look, Rodney, I think it's commendable that you are working on the inside and want to make some changes. I don't know if this is necessarily what's going to do it.
It won't change it, Yee. Him quitting the police force to be a rapper won't change anything.
But it might be in his heart.
Like, you gotta put that energy in it. If I believe it, I gotta.
But I will say this, because this is also a relationship question. I don't think that your woman is not supportive of you and doesn't love you. She just thinks maybe that this isn't realistic for you right now.
You gonna give a pension for a dream?
I got
a rap dream.
You might have some big plans, man.
Yeah,
Rodney, maybe you could do some music under a fake name.
What your mother said when you wanted to do radio?
Nah. You know, I don't wanna half-ass.
This is so crack.
I am who I am all the time.
I guess.
I am.
All I'm simply saying is, if I got pulled over by you and another officer, and a white officer was being aggressive with me, I feel like you would intervene and tell him to relax.
But maybe
that's
not in his heart anymore. He might not want to be an officer anymore.
And that's a whole other thing. Maybe you don't want to be an officer anymore.
We need more of us in the police force.
You're right. But if he doesn't want to do it anymore, it's not in his heart. You can't force him. He has to be happy at the end of the day.
Okay. But I will say this: don't quit to be a rapper. Quit because you hate your job, and that's not what you want to do when it's not in your heart.
It's not about hating my job. It's about being effective and change. I don't feel like I can be effective and change with my job.
King, you're a cop. You can change things from within, but you want to quit being a cop to rap about crooked cops. You think that's going to bring change?
I absolutely do.
Y'all got to stop eating that Popeye's chicken sandwich. The streets ain't been the same since that Popeye's chicken sandwich been on the streets, man.
Well, good luck,
Black
bro.
People ain't never been wrapped too tight, but now this is just ridiculous.
Rodney, thanks for being a great police officer, though, and being somebody that can see what's going on inside the department that's crooked and speaking out on it.
If you was a bird, you'd be flying north for the winter.
I appreciate y'all for giving a voice to the voiceless, and, you know, I'm going to keep going with my music thing, and hopefully... It reached the ears that it needs to reach.
You just have to walk into a doctor's office and ask for your foreskin back.
Don't quit
like,
just
this
yet.
You're just backwards. This makes no sense.
But if he's not happy being a police officer,
doesn't hate his job. He just doesn't like the things that go on that he sees.
And that's why we need more people like that on the police force. You can make change from within.
Correct. I mean, if he hates it, then that's something different. But if he still enjoys it, then yeah.
If you
I
feel
agree.
Like that, I feel like just put the music out in your uniform and everything.
I'm about to write me a little short film about this guy's life. A police officer who quit his job because he wanted to make change in the police force, so he decided to become a rapper and rap about how crooked cops were.
Ask ye, 800-585-1051. If you need advice, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got me up, hey.
Keep it real. Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Now, what line you want to go to, Yee?
All right. We are going to line 3D.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is D.
I just told you that.
What's your question for Yee?
Okay, so my question is, what should you do about if you have an ex that won't leave you alone? And every time you go out together and you see him, he, like, makes a situation and tries to, like, confront you and whoever you're with.
All right, so you must live in a small town or something?
Yes, I live in Charleston.
843, what's happening?
Do you feel like it's dangerous?
It's just to the point, like, every time there's a situation. So it's like I keep avoiding him. But then when I run into him, it's just always a problem. He has to, like, do the most in front of everybody.
Like, what's do the most? What does he do?
Like, for example, a couple weeks ago, he had a whole person with him. I had somebody with me. He comes up, tries to start a fight with whoever I'm with, and reaches under my skirt and grabs my ass.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you need to get a restraining order.
See, I hate to get, like, the police involved and, like...
He put his hands... He right. touched you. He embarrassed you in front of people, and that is a violation. He put his hand up your skirt and touched your ass. He needs to know that is not okay.
You're right.
You got to be serious about it. And let me tell you something. That restraining order, I know you say you hate to get the police involved. Well, if he gets arrested, that's on him. Because he shouldn't be touching you. He shouldn't be having any contact with you. What if you're with somebody and a fight does happen?
Then that's probably what he wants. But
well, then he'll go to jail, okay? And it'll be his fault automatically. So I think a restraining order, listen, I had to get one once before. Nobody ever wants to put somebody in jail. When somebody's disrespectful to you, your space, who you're with, I think you're going to have to do that. And then that's on him. If he gets arrested, that's on him. That means he did the wrong thing. So it's all up to him. Does he want to go to jail or does he want to stay a free man? If he wants to go to jail, he'll keep harassing you.
So in the future, do you think, like, I mean, I'm avoiding him as I go anyway, but at this point, what should I do next time I see him?
You should not speak to him, and I think you should seriously do this. That sounds like he deserves it, honestly. You got to think more about yourself than the other person. You're over here feeling bad for him. You don't want anything to happen to him. He's not feeling bad about anything he's doing to you.
I mean, you're right. I just keep trying to be the bigger person, which, I mean, I am being.
This is still being the bigger person. This is still being the bigger person. He violates you, so you let him know that's not right, that can't happen, and I'm not scared of you.
You're right. I definitely feel like I should take some legal action.
Yeah, don't protect him.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Good luck, D.
Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee. Now you got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll be talking about Ray J and Brandy. They were on the talk. And of course, they talked about Kim Kardashian. But even more importantly, Ray J talks about trying to fix his marriage.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club. So both Ray J and Brandy were on the talk and they discussed several different things. First of all, Kim Kardashian has been accused of cultural appropriation on many different occasions, and that's for wearing those cornrow braids, amongst other things. Well, here's what Brandy and Ray J had to say about that.
I don't think that she's guilty. I think, you know, I definitely believe in that, but I think it's reaching a little bit. I mean, it's great. I love braids.
Here's what I think.
Very, very, very.
I got nothing but respect. I just think that if you paying homage to another culture by, you know, rocking the braids, I think it's a compliment.
Nice diplomatic answer.
Right. I mean, look, people do love braids. You know, you just can't act like you invented it. But
yeah, it is cultural appropriation. Let's be clear. But I mean, she has the right to appropriate that culture. It's just braids. It's just hair, people.
Cornrows.
I mean, because think about it. Black women wear blonde wigs and all of that kind of straightened out blonde wigs. So I mean, what's the difference?
But there are black women who do have straight hair and blonde hair naturally.
We say that, but when you think blonde hair, it's associated with the kids from Yaqub's cave.
All right, so now Ray J also discusses his marriage. And here's what he has to say about trying to save his marriage with Princess Love.
It's hot in the kitchen. You know, I watched a little bit of the conversation we had, and I'm still bothered just where we are, but God is working everything through. We're trying to address the situation, you know what I'm saying, and try to become a solution to the problem.
Yeah.
Life isn't easy, but when you love somebody, the ups and downs are fun. Yeah. And I love my wife, and I just pray that things work out. And I mean, I'm not even trying to sell y'all the show, but I think you really should watch it because it's something deep.
Goddamn right. Fight for your wife.
Yeah. I do hope they work it out. They just had another baby.
Yep. I don't like seeing stuff like that play out on TV, though. Like, I feel like those conversations should happen in the house. I understand getting the check and getting the money, but it just don't look right.
Well, they have a whole entire show just about their relationship on the Zeus Network also.
But I do understand that they fix it, and then they explain after they fix it, so to tell people what they did and how they talked their way through it.
True.
But I'm with you. I think it's difficult to fix a situation when the world is watching.
But, you know, their whole relationship started on television, too, pretty much.
Yeah.
So that's what they're kind of used to in their relationship.
Just don't look real watching two people argue about their marriage in full makeup.
Right. You stupid.
Ray J do not be having on full makeup.
Yes, he does.
All right, now Chrissy Teigen is talking about her breast implants and getting them when she was 20 years old. She said it was more for a swimsuit thing. I thought if I'm going to be posing laid on my back, I want them to be perky. But then you have babies and they fill up with milk and deflate and now I am screwed. She also says that, she said, I think you're supposed to replace implants every 10 years, but when you have kids, you think about the risks of surgery, and I think this is not the way I want to die in boob surgery. She also says she used to weigh herself every morning, afternoon, and night. She said she would know what the scale said after every single meal. She did that for 8 years.
Wow.
And she had this one weight that she wanted to be at, but after having her kids, she said it took her a year to be comfortable with her new normal number. So, you know, she's always very honest and open about things going on in her life. So we appreciate Chrissy for that and also has a great sense of humor. She said she had her armpit fat sucked out, too.
Really?
Armpit fat? What the
hell is that? You know how you have, like, that little fat by your armpit?
No, I work out.
I don't know what that is.
I think a lot of women get that. Like, if you wear something like a tank top and then there's, like, a little bit of you know, whatever armpit fat she said.
Flabby arms.
No, not your arms. It's right here.
Oh,
no,
oh I get right it. Like when it looked like a little vagina sometime. When you
yeah,
like
right
this.
Here by your armpit.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Right. So she said it was a big secret when she did it at the time. She said, and then I had 2 inches to my armpit. She said, but now that fat is back, so she's got to go get liposuction again.
Fat is back.
But back she said, again. Look, it was easy. It made her feel better in dresses. It made her feel more confident. But she doesn't have any regrets.
Well, congratulations, Chrissy.
All right. Little Baby has donated $150,000 to his old high school and created a scholarship. So that's dope. He went to Booker T. Washington High School in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And the scholarship is named after his new album as well, My Turn.
Dope. I like
the My Turn
like
scholarship.
That.
All right. Rob Kardashian, people as in Black China, was trying to say that he's depressed and afraid to leave the house. Well, he is saying that is not true. He told Us Weekly, none of that is going down. He is not depressed. He is not afraid to leave the house. And he also said that she was carelessly playing with his handgun at one point and, you know, all kinds of issues between the two of them over custody of their daughter, Dream. But I hope they work that out.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of kids, Katy Perry is pregnant. She's expecting her first child with her fiancé, Orlando Bloom. So congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Get your request in right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's Women's History Month. And who we repping today, Yeezy?
We are representing for Gloria Steinem. She's a feminist, a journalist, a political activist. She was a columnist for New York Magazine and co-founder of Miss Magazine, MS Magazine. And she was she helped actually start the feminist movement back in the late 60s and early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one person that always talked about how Black women are at the center of feminism.
All right, well, let's get into it. Who run the world?
It's Women's History Month, and we're celebrating the most influential women in history. Check out this phenomenal woman.
How has the definition of feminism changed as far as you see it from the late 60s, early 70s to now?
I don't think it's really changed because it's just the radical idea that women are full human beings. But I think now we're much more likely to realize how deep it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to realize, to be really political for a moment, that controlling reproduction is the first step in every hierarchy, in every totalitarian regime, and that means controlling women's bodies. So, you know, I mean, it was true of the National Socialists, as they were called in Germany. It's true of groups here. And I don't think we put that together. I mean, we thought that women's issues were women's issues. We didn't understand the connections to everything else.
But how are men most helpful as allies in a time like this?
Well, I think it's even more helpful to realize men's stake in it, you know, because actually, if you look at the cause of male deaths, speeding and violence, and, you know, you add them all up, the women's movement and the dissolution of gender roles means that you would have about 5 more years of life to live. This is not bad.
Yeah. So
who else can make that offer?
And that was another phenomenal woman in history.
Yes, so shout out to Gloria Steinem. I actually had the pleasure of meeting her at a panel that I did right before I saw the play that was based on her life. They have a movie coming out about her as well. And Gloria Steinem has said, Black women have always been more feminist than white women. And by the way, she is a white woman.
Okay.
And Black women show up for white women more, too, when it comes to feminism. They always go to the white feminist rallies. I don't see that energy returned for the sisters, though.
All right, well, we do that each and every day for Women's History Month. When we come back, positive notes, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout to State of the Culture for joining us this morning. Ebony K. Williams, Joe Budden, Remy Ma, and Jinx.
That's right. My friend and me, Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Budden swear I'll be thinking about him. Like, he really, Joe thinks that me and him are competing. But I just feel like it's enough out here for everybody. That's just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right, and also Beatrice Dixon for joining us as well.
Salute yes, founder of Honey Pot.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate her. And I'm sure right now you guys are reading a lot of news stories about what's been going on with her brand.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yeah, man. I'm old school, so I still believe in God. So I just want to tell everybody out there,
what
man.
What does that mean, man? You still believe in God?
A lot of people don't believe in God no more. This new school is different, okay? Mm-hmm. But I just want to tell everybody, man, give God your weakness, and he'll give you his strength, okay? God only puts us through as much as we can handle. So the people who struggle the most have been chosen by God to be the strongest. Believe that. Believe that, playboy. Believe that. Believe that.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.